Okay, now let's get into an area that I find to be the most fascinating area of psychic abilities, and that is the area of both knowing the future and affecting the future. Wouldn't it be nice to know what's going to happen? And wouldn't it be nice to change the possibilities of what could happen into what you would like to have happen? Now, keep in mind that with knowledge comes responsibility, and with power comes responsibility. So the fact that you will be able to know the future carries with it the idea that you will not use your knowledge to your own benefit or to cause harm to others. So that means that you will use the knowledge to your benefit, of course, but you won't do that to the detriment of others. And you also won't intentionally hurt anyone with your knowledge. And the same thing goes for when you change the future. You want to make sure that you're not creating a future in which you are the ruler of the world and everyone is subservient to you. You know, that's an extreme example, but some people do get a little carried away. So you want to make sure that the changes that you make are benefiting you and other people. So let's go back to your viewing screen. And if you close your eyes, if you're not driving or operating a motor vehicle, you can close your eyes and imagine your screen. And I want you to imagine tomorrow. Think about tomorrow. Think about something that you're going to do tomorrow, something that you know you're going to do. So you know you're going to be somewhere, you know you're going to be interacting with some people, even if you're just staying home tomorrow. Perhaps you know you're going to call someone tomorrow. So imagine that event, just one event from tomorrow that you know is going to happen, and see it taking place. See it on that screen. Now remember, your screen has sight, sound, feeling. You can even watch your screen and taste things because you can tune into what things would taste like. So your screen has all of the senses that you need. So tune in now to that event tomorrow. Listen to what's being said. See what's happening. And the idea here is that I want you to pick up on something that you didn't know about. Sure, you know the event's going to happen, but you don't know the exact details of the event. You don't know what John is going to say or what Bill is going to say. You don't know exactly what they're going to say. I want you to listen for key phrases or see certain actions. Look for something unique, something maybe unexpected. Okay, just keep watching. Keep listening. Keep feeling. Keep involving all of your senses. So you're looking for things that don't seem like just standard conversation, something that stands out to you. And the idea is that you're going to be able to notice that tomorrow when it actually happens. Someone says something or does something that's a little bit out of the ordinary. You notice it on your screen a day in advance. And so when it actually happens, it's going to stand out in that moment also. Because if you're just seeing normal standard conversation and you see that, it's not really anything psychic that you've picked up on. For example, if you see them saying hello to you and then they say hello to you tomorrow, that's not really a psychic impression that you got. That's just common sense that they would say hello to you. But if they say hello to you and then they tell you that their sister, Jessica, just got married, well, that's something unique. So look for those types of things. Unique information being revealed to you on your screen. Do this exercise every day for 21 days. Just tune in to getting a preview of what's going to happen tomorrow. Now, I also want you to start adding this exercise in after a few days of doing that exercise. So you do that exercise for a few days. Then after 3 days of doing that exercise, and by the way, that exercise takes about 10 minutes, I want you to start doing this exercise, which takes about 5 minutes. Start imagining something happening that you want to have happen. So this time you're not picking up on impressions of what's happening. This time you are making the characters do certain things. So you're watching Uncle John do something that you want Uncle John to do. Now remember, you don't make Uncle John do something that he shouldn't do or that's going to get him in trouble or going to hurt him or hurt others. Perhaps you want him to announce that he stopped smoking. That would be wonderfully beneficial for Uncle John, if he's a smoker. So you can imagine him saying, "I have stopped smoking." You can imagine him flushing his cigarettes down the toilet or throwing them in the trash. Maybe you can imagine him announcing that he's no longer going to drink. Something along those lines, something that's good for people, something that benefits them and benefits the greater good as well. Now, as long as your intentions are pure and what you want to do with the money is something honorable, how about imagining yourself getting the winning lottery numbers? How about imagining seeing the winning lottery numbers? Now, keep in mind, karma is very interesting. So you can find yourself in a lot of hot water really quickly if you have impure intentions for what you'll do with that money. Make sure that your intentions are pure. And then why not imagine the winning lottery numbers? Why not imagine getting a pay raise? Why not imagine getting your book published? Why not imagine being successful? Why not imagine doing what you want to do, living your life the way you want to live it? So again, for 10 minutes, you're imagining the future, looking for unique situations that you'll remember that will happen. Write them down when you see them. And then after 3 days of doing that, you're also adding another 5 minutes on top of that in which you're controlling the future. You're taking charge of it. Now, here's another technique that you can use anytime, anywhere, and this can be a lot of fun. And it doesn't involve hurting anyone, but it is kind of funny to do. You imagine someone scratching their face. Now, if you want to actually learn how to get someone to scratch their face, you can go to hypnosis2control.com. And at hypnosis2control.com, I teach you conversational hypnosis, and I teach you how to get someone to do that by giving them a verbal command. But why not do it psychically? This is a psychic program that you're listening to now, so why not do it psychically? The way you do it psychically is you have to get into their point of view. So you have to imagine yourself being them. And I used to do this as a high school kid. When I was in high school, I was in a military school, and my physics professor was very boring. I'm sure that he was saying things that were fascinating, but as a high school kid, I didn't want to hear any of the things he was saying to me. What I did want him to do was scratch his face, because that, to me, was entertaining. So I would imagine being him. I would put myself in the position of being him. Now, what does that mean? That means I'm suddenly seeing the classroom from his perspective. I'm suddenly feeling and thinking like an older man. I'm imagining wearing his clothes. I'm imagining having his name. I'm imagining being him. And you don't have to spend a lot of time imagining being that person. Just spend about 5 minutes seeing life from their perspective. Try to feel what it would feel like to wear their clothes or to have their body, just to be them. And then you say, "I have to scratch my face." So you're not thinking of it as so-and-so has to scratch their face. You're thinking of it as I have to scratch my face because you are them. You've sort of taken control of their body temporarily. Now, as you can imagine, you can have them do all sorts of things. You have to use ethics with this. Scratching the face is something that won't affect them negatively, and you can see whether or not they're doing it. If you program them to, for example, go to bed early, you may not know if they go to bed early unless you follow them home. That's a difficult experiment to track. I will go to bed early tonight. You may not know whether or not it worked, but if you have them do something in the moment, you can see whether or not it's working. I have to scratch my face. Start thinking in their voice, as them, I have to scratch my face, and watch and see if they do it. This technique had a very high percentage of success for me. And I think one of the reasons was, when I was in high school at least, I was so bored, I was in a trance already, thanks to hearing physics, which is the last thing that I wanted to hear. And because I was in that trance state, I was relaxed and I was able to flow in the moment, put myself in the position of being that person, and I was able to make him scratch his face. That's when your psychic abilities are at their best, as I've said, when you're just relaxed and not necessarily trying. So this can work really well in a classroom situation, or if you're watching someone speak or give a lecture somewhere, or if you're sitting in a park and someone else is sitting in a park, or if you're sitting in an airport or a bus station or a library or wherever you may be, where people are just kind of hanging out and so are you. This can be a very powerful technique to use in any of those situations. Okay, so let's do another exercise, and a lot of people really enjoy this one because it's about creating the ideal relationship. If you have the ability to affect your future, then why not create the ideal relationship? Now, whether you're in a relationship or looking for one, or perhaps trying to get out of one, and then hoping to get another one that is actually ideal, whatever your situation may be, this exercise is going to help you. It will improve upon the situation that you have, whatever situation that may be. So I'd like you to, as long as you're not driving, close your eyes and imagine your screen in front of you, your very helpful screen. And I'd like you to put yourself in the future 1 year from now. Now you may be wondering why 1 year from now. Well, the idea is not that you'll have to wait a year to get what you want, but 1 year from now, you will have already established what you want. This could happen tomorrow or the next day, and by 1 year from now, it will be well established. So imagine your life 1 year from now. And I want you to see yourself with the person of your dreams. Now, maybe you're currently with the person of your dreams and your relationship is just going to get better. But see things flowing smoothly. See yourself living the life you deserve to live, in the home that you deserve to live in the area that you deserve to live in. And imagine everything, the car, children if there are any. Imagine the clothes you'll wear. Now, I'm not trying to get you overly focused on the physical, but if we can see and feel the physical, then we can make it more real for ourselves. It's sort of an anchor to the future. Now, whether you plan on being a yogi living in the mountains or the prince or princess of some country, it doesn't matter. If you can physically see and feel those things that are associated with that life, it will make it easier for you to create that life. So part of this is a hypnotic technique called future pacing, where you're imagining what you'll be doing in the future. But we're also focusing on the psychic aspect, which is that you can draw this to you through the vibes that you put out to the universe. The vibrational frequency that you put out to the world tells people and entities and the future what you want. Have you ever noticed that when you feel ho-hum, you're sort of having a bad day, you attract other people to you who are also having a bad day, and it seems your bad day gets worse? Also, if you're having a good day, another good thing happens, then another good thing happens, and it almost seems as if it's unbelievable. How can all these good things be happening on this one day? Well, you tell the universe what you want. And sometimes when we have something bad happen to us just by chance, we start thinking negatively. And we draw negative energy to us and negative people. And sometimes when we have something wonderful happen to us just by chance, we start drawing positive things and people and entities and events to us. So I want you to make this vision on your screen a very positive one. Everything is positive about this. And you're going to draw positive energy to you. You're going to draw positive life to you. And now, rather than focusing only on what you see and own and feel, focus on how you emotionally feel. How good does it feel to be you 1 year from now? It should feel really good. And I want you to let go of worrying about limitations and wondering how you ended up with this wonderful person, or how your relationship is still surviving and thriving, or how you have this nice home. Let go of all of those ideas. Those are limiting ideas in your mind. They have nothing to do with the reality that you can create. You are free to create this reality to be anything that you want it to be. You can be as rich or as poor as you want. You can be as free or as tied to the relationship as you want. You can have as much fun as you want. So why not create the best situation for you, whatever that may be? Who knows? Maybe you're happy with a little bit of money. Maybe you'd be happier with $10 million. Who knows? Remember, when you create things in your future, make sure that they're good for you and all of those around you. Now, I want you to make it 10 times more powerful. Make the sights more clear. Make the sounds more intense. The smells, the tastes, everything about it. Make everything more intense now. And I want you to imagine that as you stand there in the future, the protective light around you is radiating outward, radiating so powerfully that it radiates all the way back to the present, so that you create a connection between that future you and the present you. And you can feel the light and the warmth coming from that future you. That's how powerful you feel in that moment as you imagine yourself in the future. So powerful that you send energy back to the present, energy that's going to pull you into that wonderful future. Now, you can do this exercise to create tomorrow, to create next week, to create a year from now, 10 years from now, a minute from now. You can continue to create your future every step of the way. Now, don't be surprised if it doesn't happen exactly as you saw it in your vision. There may be some things that you overlooked, and you'll get better at that, by the way. Maybe you attracted the person of your dreams but didn't realize that they have an amazing debt that they have to pay. Or maybe they have more or fewer kids than you wanted them to have. You'll get better at asking for exactly what you want. By the way, when this exercise is over, I'd like you to write down on paper exactly what you want. What did you see? Write it down. What did they look like? Where were you living? What kind of house? How large? What kind of car? How did it feel? What were you doing in the future? What was your profession? Or how did you contribute to the world? How did you meet that person? Write all of that down. Keep it. In a year from now, I'd like you to look at it. And you can do this exercise over and over because you can refine the situation. Let's say, for example, that you went through this exercise one time with me and then realized that you forgot a few things. You forgot that you want to have a dog, maybe your dog from the present. You still want to have your dog. Maybe you changed your mind about where you want to live. Who knows? You can refine the picture. And when you refine the picture, refine your list. And then put it away for a year. You know, I've done this so many times, creating the future, that I've become really good at it. And I always think about what I want to have next week or next month. And previously, I didn't write down what I thought. I just thought, oh, I'd like to meet someone who looks like this or who does that, or just something almost random came to my mind, and I thought, yeah, I'd like that. Well, a week later, I would meet that person or that situation would happen, but sometimes I would have trouble recalling the details of it. Did I ask for this? Exactly what did I ask for? I think I asked for this. Did I? I'm not sure. But when I started writing it down, that's when I started realizing that I was getting what I asked for. And keep in mind, it's very important that you focus on what you want. Sometimes without thinking about it, we focus on what we don't want, don't we? Yeah, we focus on what we don't want. We get so caught up in not wanting this or that that we attract it to us because it's all we think about. So make sure that you're focused on what you want. And if what you want changes, make sure that you do this exercise again to change that, to make that change known to the universe. You see, the universe is ready to give you whatever you want. It just wants to know what you want. And you have to know what you want. And it's okay if it changes. Just update the file. Update the universe. Upload the new information to the universe by using your screen, by using your vision screen. You get very focused on what you want. And when you're focused on what you want, you're telling the universe all day long because you're focused on it as you go through your life. I want this. I don't want that. I want this. When you think about it, getting to the life that you want is almost like chiseling away at a stone to create a sculpture. You're getting rid of everything that you don't want in that sculpture, and you're left with what you do want. Same holds true for your life. You're getting rid of what you don't want, and in the end, you'll be left with what you do want. But I'd like to see you get there more quickly. I don't want to see you wait till the very end to get what you want. I want you to have it as soon as possible. So I want you to get very focused on what you want. Search your soul for what you want. Use the pendulum technique also, if you'd like. If you don't know what you want consciously, ask the pendulum to give you a yes or no answer. Do I want to be with this person? Yes or no. Do I want to live in this country? Yes or no. And through a series of yes or no questions, you can easily get to what you want and eliminate what you don't want. Once you get to what you want, focus on it using the screen. Focus on it every day. And do that exercise for at least 5 minutes a day for at least 3 weeks. That's an exercise you can keep doing because you can keep creating your future. If you have a meeting tomorrow, don't you want it to go a certain way? Of course you do. Focus on the way you want it to go. Okay, so let's take a look now at how hypnosis, or more specifically, how NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, can help you improve your psychic powers. I want you to install an anchor for your psychic powers. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is you will have an action that you can do. In this case, it'll be touching the center of your forehead, your third eye, touching right between your eyebrows, with the index finger of your right hand. Okay. And at the same time, I want you to say psychic. You can say it out loud or to yourself, depending on where you are, but you're touching between your eyebrows with your right index finger and saying the word psychic. That is going to trigger your subconscious mind to allow you to open your psychic powers in that moment. Because as you go through life, sometimes you're going to need to get in the zone quickly, or you're going to need to receive some information from somebody psychically, or you're going to need to look a little bit in the future. You're going to have to do something, and you're going to have to do it right then and there. So in our busy lives, we don't always have the focus that we need to center ourselves in any given moment to perform something of a psychic nature. So what if you're caught up at the office and you need to suddenly look into the future or read someone's mind or receive a message somehow from someone or some entity? What if you need to do that and you're so stressed out that you're having trouble focusing and slowing down? Wouldn't it be nice to have a technique that will instantly ground you and open your mind and allow you to do what you need to do psychically? Well, in order to install this anchor that you can fire off at any time, what I'd like you to do right now, as long as you're not driving — if you're driving, do this later, but if you're not driving, I would like you to just calm yourself down right now. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it. Open your mouth slightly and exhale very slowly. Good. And then another deep breath in through your nose. Hold it. Open your mouth slightly and exhale slowly. Good. You feel yourself calming down. Maybe you already were calm. Maybe you're calming down even more now. And in order to help you calm down even further, I'd like you to imagine a time when you felt very relaxed and very open psychically. Now, this can be 5 minutes ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It doesn't matter. But think of a time when you felt very relaxed and very open psychically. Maybe it's a time when you read someone's mind, because you were in that state of relaxation, of letting go of the idea of trying, and you were just being your natural psychic self. Remember that time now. And I'd like you to make it more real for yourself now. Turn up the sights, the sounds, the smells, the tastes, the feelings, anything associated with that moment. Intensify it now. Intensify it now. Make it 10 times more powerful. You can see things 10 times more vividly in that memory. You can feel things 10 times more intensely, emotionally and physically. You can hear things 10 times more clearly. If there's anything to taste or smell, you can taste and smell them 10 times more powerfully now. Most importantly, I want you to tune in to that feeling of calmness that allows you to be an outstanding receiver of information and sender of information. All right, now I want you to take your right index finger and touch between your eyebrows and say the word psychic. Good. Now relax your finger. Put it back down wherever it was. Continue relaxing. Now you've installed an anchor. The next time that you need to feel centered and focused to use your psychic ability, and you don't have time to go somewhere and quiet yourself down and so forth, all you have to do is touch between your eyebrows with your right index finger and say the word psychic. And I'm also giving your subconscious mind now a direct command that when you do this, you will immediately be protected by the powerful white light. It will surround you and protect you in that moment. All right. Now, what you have is an emergency technique to access your psychic powers. Ideally, you would take the time and ground yourself properly and surround yourself with white light properly and then move forward. But sometimes you're going to need to access your psychic powers, and it's just going to be sort of an emergency situation. Now you have a way to do that. So I want you to practice doing this every day for 3 weeks. You may be saying at this point, I've got a lot of homework to do. Well, you don't have to do all your homework. But if you do, you're going to make tremendous improvements, and don't rush your homework. Do it properly. Take the time to do it. Spread it out over the course of your day if you want. If you've got 12 hours that you're awake, why not space out the program? Rather than doing it all at once, thinking, oh, I've got to have this person here on the couch, and I've got to call this person, then I've got to do this, and I'm going to have the person scratch, why not just take it leisurely? Because again, if you force it, it may not work as well. So if you're meeting so-and-so at noon for lunch, then why not have them scratch their face? That can be your face scratching experiment. That can also be the time when you hand them some cards and say, I want you to look at these cards and write down the order that you see the shapes, and I will write down the order in which I see them in my mind, and I will tell you afterwards. 2 exercises taken care of, 1 lunch meeting. And hopefully you enjoyed the lunch on top of that and enjoyed their company. So you can fit this into your life. So do your exercises, make them fit into your life, listen to your recording to help your psychic powers develop, do all of this for 3 weeks, track your results, and after you've done all of this for 3 weeks, you probably only need a little bit of exercise here and there. But you want to continue this throughout your life, so perhaps practicing 2 or 3 days a week from then on would be appropriate for you, or perhaps you just need once a week. Same thing goes for your recording. Maybe you just need to listen to it 2 or 3 times a week when you go to bed, or perhaps just once a week. It's up to you. You'll know how much you need in order to stay at the top of your psychic abilities. Bottom line is, enjoy it. Psychic abilities are natural. You're developing a natural part of yourself. So enjoy the process. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. hoping you have an outstanding life.